This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you. Kick it!
Great to have you with us here on this sunny Tuesday afternoon, and I hope you'll join our conversation, 360-676-5464. We'll have time, plenty of time, to take your calls and your comments and ideas, questions, thoughts. First of all, we're going to have a quick discussion about levy lid lifts, and they appear on our ballots at different times, depending on the agencies that determine that they need a little extra funding. And joining us here in the first part of the program is Jason Vanderveen. He is the fire chief with North Whatcom Fire and Rescue. And great to talk with you, Jason.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Appreciate being able to be on the program.
You bet. And so you folks are requesting a levy lid lift. And it'll be on the primary ballot in August, correct?
Yes. I will be the voter or the commissioners of North Whatcom Fire and Rescue, also known as Whatcom County Fire Protection District 21, chose to put an initiative on the ballot, on the August 6th primary ballot, asking the voters to consider a levy lid lift.
And the levy lid lift, while it is basically lifting, you know, asking voters to lift the lid that is imposed by law on the amount of property taxes that you can increase within your district, right?
Yes, it would allow us to increase our budget.
So what is, I guess, explain exactly what a levy lid lift is.
I wish there was a really quick, simple explanation for it.
Yeah.
But basically what it is, when you have a taxing authority, like a junior taxing authority, like a fire district, we are primarily funded by property taxes. And at one time or another, the voters vote on the amount of the size of the budget or the property tax imposed on their property. For fire districts in the state of Washington, the upper limit is $1.50 per thousand of assessed valuation. The voters in Whatcom County Fire District 21 last approved a levy lid lift of $1.46 in 2006. Due to levy compression, that has degraded down to 76 cents over time, over the past almost 20 years.
Is that because that property values have increased that much? So,
yes.
Okay.
It's a combination of property values increasing, and the state of Washington has a limitation on taxing districts that our budget can only grow 1% per year without approval of the voters. And so that the county knows how much to charge taxes to the individual property owners. They come up with a formula, and instead of leaving the levy at $1.46 for all these years, because that's what the voters approved, they dial it down so that people only get charged the correct amount each year.
So like that percentage that percentage that they okayed back in 2006, but it keeps shrinking over the years because of the percentage itself keeps shrinking, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what we're up against is that, you know, all these years the budget has increased 1%. Plus new construction, which is about 1% as well. But the cost of, you know, doing business, maintaining a labor force, maintaining, buildings, maintaining apparatus, those kind of things, certainly increased more than 1% to 2%. It's an average of 5% a year. And we've been able to stretch and make things work for a long time, but we are just up against a wall. And we all see the population in Whatcom County growing, and we're seeing that especially in the Birch Bay, Blaine, and Semiahmoo area. And we have not added any additional units to our service delivery model. We need to add an additional aid car desperately. It's actually past time. And in order for us to do that, we need to expand it. And that's what we're asking the people to consider.
So would the lift, would it increase now? So you're starting at what, 76, 76 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. Is that
the, yes?
And so, what is this request that will be on the ballot? What would that be?
So we are asking the voters to approve a increase of 34 cents to bring our levy rate up to $1.10 per thousand of assessed valuation.
Okay, so. And that will get you, will that be enough to just, I guess, basically get you even now, or will that help to fund the district moving into the future?
It will help fund us for the next 6 years. And that will allow us to put, money in reserves to buy apparatus, be able to, you know, increase salaries, pay maintenance costs for the next 6 years, before we would be scheduled to come back to the voters, if we need to come back to the voters and ask again for a levy lid lift. If you look at, I know we don't like to look at counties to the south, you know, the Kingston, Homish, Pierce County, for comparisons on costs and taxes, but in a healthy relationship between a fire district and its property owners, there's better communication, and districts do a better job of telling people where they're at and what their challenges are. And I have to admit that North Whatcom hasn't done a great job of that. We did run a levy lid lift in 2021, asked the voters to consider a levy lid lift then, and they said no, both in August and November. So we went back to the drawing board and stretched it out a little bit further. And then the board ultimately decided that in 2024, we had to come back to the voters.
Okay. Yeah. And I take it it's not an easy thing for you to do. I mean, it's been since 2006 that you've, well, and since then a couple of years ago that you've made this request, but it sounds like it's pretty critical. You need to also rebuild a firehouse. Is that right?
Yes, Fire Station 63 in Birch Bay is, it's almost 50 years old, and I don't know who thought a flat roof in the Northwest was a great idea, but I'm here to tell you now as the fire chief of that building that it's not. It's maintenance heavy, and it's starting to fail. The station was built for primarily a volunteer fire service, and with the fire service developing and progressing the way it has, we have mixed gender crews. And it's not comfortable for our female firefighters. It doesn't, you know, one thing I would ask people to remember is that these firefighters live in these stations for a quarter of their life. And it really doesn't feel, it's not comfortable and welcoming to them. It's not, I would not consider it safe. It has a minimum of seismic safety built into it. It's not really, it's probably not going to withstand even a moderate seismic event. We've already had to put the training tower out of service because of cracks and concerns about the stability there. It needs to be updated desperately. We've had a few firms come in and look at it, and there's no remodeling that can be done. It needs to be completely rebuilt.
Okay.
And the levy would allow us to make that payment. We would not be asking for an additional bond at this time to pay for that station. We can do that in the levy.
Okay. And so now a levy lid lift like this, does it need a supermajority? Does it need 60% to pass?
No, sir. It's a 50% majority to pass.
Okay. All right. And it'll be on the August, and I believe it's August 6th. Is that the primary date?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The August 6th is election day. Ballots will be coming out. They'll be dropping in the mail on Friday, this coming Friday, I believe.
And for people who aren't familiar, North Whatcom Fire and Rescue, what communities do you serve?
So we serve Blaine, Birch Bay, Semiahmoo, Custer, H Street Road, the community around Linden. We do not serve the city of Linden itself. And then down south towards Bellingham, we cover Weiser Lake, King Tut Road, Laurel, and just south of Smith Road on the guide there. So we cover 156 square miles altogether. We're the largest fire district in the county.
Okay. And you have some informational meetings coming up, too, don't you, including this week?
Yes, we have a meeting on the 17th. We have a meeting on the July 17th at 5:30 at the Blaine Senior Center.
Okay.
We have another one on July 24th at 7 p.m. at the Blaine Station on Odell Road. And then we have another public meeting on Thursday, July 25th at the Birch Bay Station on Birch Bay Linden Road. And then we have an additional meeting on Saturday, July 27th at 9 a.m. at the Laurel Grange on Guide Meridian, just north of Bellwood Acres.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and we're happy to help you get the word out. And I don't think I'm alone in saying that. Obviously, with the services you folks provide, are really critical and necessary, and one that we shouldn't balk at. It doesn't sound like you've been, anything but frugal with the funds that you've had. So yeah.
We've worked really hard to stretch everything, and our employees in the past have given back wage increases in order to keep all employees working. So really, this is not something we're coming to. This is not a conclusion we came to lightly, uh-huh. And we understand it's a big ask of the voters and appreciate their consideration.
All right. Well, Jason Vanderveen, the fire chief with North Whatcom Fire and Rescue. Appreciate you joining us. And as I said, good luck on this. And we'll be pulling for you, I guess.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. We'll take a quick break and be back with more. We got some callers on the line. We'll get to them and to you here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Straw hats, clam diggers, tank tops. Our customers look good in everything, including a new home comfort system. Hi, I'm Brad Barron, CEO of Barron Heating, AC Electrical, and Plumbing. Whatever you're wearing, call Barron. Our home performance experts could help you save over $4,000 on a new heat pump that both heats and cools. Our expert team will navigate you through the process, ensuring you secure available rebates and incentives to install cooling and save money. Already talked to someone about cooling? Ask about our second opinion specials. Summer's here. Let's make it comfortable. Add cooling today and forget about sweating in your skivvies. Whatever you're wearing, call Barron. We'll keep you comfortable all year long. Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
Several months ago, there was a tragic accident in Glenhaven, a small community in South Whatcom County, when a sixth grade boy suffered a gunshot wound that left him with a serious traumatic brain injury. After weeks in hospitals recovering, the boy is home now, but still has more surgeries and therapy ahead of him. Local Girl Scouts Troop 45249 planned a spaghetti feed and silent auction. There was an amazing turnout, and the community came together and raised over $2,600 for the family. The troop also donated all the extra food to them so they could have some easy dinners on hand.
Brought to you by the Kaiser Insurance Agency in Allstate. As their mayhem ads say, cut-rate insurance may not protect you from mayhem like me. No one ever said, I want the cheapest surgeon. Ready for a cut above? Visit goodhandsbeatsmayhem.com for a quick quote.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
Staying connected with your community each Saturday at noon with KGMI's Community Connection as local business leaders share their expert advice. Sponsored by
Contact Counseling, Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Dewey Griffin Subaru, and Feller Heating and Air Conditioning.
Community Connection, Saturdays at noon on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
That we are. Let's go to the phones. Rod in Tacoma, buddy. That's Rod from Bellingham. Hey, Rod.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on the road today.
Oh, yeah. No, I just I was going to call yesterday, but got tied up there. You know the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And, you know, to me, the fool me once portion was when the media was trying to backtrack all their statements about how qualified Joe Biden was, and then they had to kind of eat their own words, so to speak, and so they didn't look too well. And we had to believe that, you know, they finally came to the conclusion that Joe Biden wasn't going to do so well coming up in the future here. Now, the fool me twice section is, and if we believe this, I mean, Donald Trump narrowly missed being assassinated. I think we've all seen all the pictures and whatnot there. And so now we hear these politicians on the left basically talking about toning it down and cooling things off and whatnot. And if you believe that rhetoric for 1 minute, then it is a shame on me moment for the public, in my opinion. And I mean, and then listening to the interview with Lester Holt in its entirety, it was interesting watching how that conversation was edited depending on which channel you were watching, which I found kind of interesting. But when I watched it in its entirety, I'm looking at a man who he constantly deflected and constantly threw it back on Donald Trump. And yes, yeah, another, maybe Trump might have done the same thing. I'm not sure, but, you know, who knows? We'll find out. But I'm here to say that what I was looking at was just horrible. And then when Joe Biden mentioned that, he said, the truth of the matter is, I guess. Now he followed up with, I guess, after he was starting with the truth of the matter, sort of like the phrase, the fact of the matter. And I picked up on that right away, and I'm like, what a bunch of mumbo jumbo. And I'm thinking to myself, the Democrats have really got their hands full now with all of this. And so I just really wanted to make that statement, and I'm sad because of what I'm seeing from the left. And, you know, I'm not really a lefty, but I believe in a multi-party system, and I'm watching this, and I'm just, it's just tragic. It actually exposes, you know, because when you're pointing a finger at one, there's three more pointing at you. I always try to keep that in mind. But I'm like, man, I really do hope that we're going to hear something that's not a show like the Pied Piper playing his melody there, leading us all astray. I really hope that there's going to be some leaders that are going to really come down to the truth and the brass tacks and say, this is what we need to do. So I hope these parties come together. So anyway,
all right, Rod.
That's my little soapbox moment for the day.
All right. Rod from Bellingham down in Tacoma. All right. Thanks, Rod. Let's go to Keith in Linden. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call, as always.
You bet.
The Democrats were always the one out there saying that we need to come to arms and go out and do vigilante business. Sure thing, Rod, whatever you say. This shooter character, this child, this 20-year-old, who wore Trump T-shirts and Trump flags in his yard and wears all of his Second Amendment pro-gun stuff and other gun-affiliated T-shirts to his school. Everyone's kind of confused about this kid, this 20-year-old. And something doesn't quite pass the sniff test. And I don't buy into conspiracy theories. I don't subscribe to them. But something is not right here about this situation. This 20-year-old climbs up on a rooftop, and everybody in the world notices him. They say, hey, there's this guy over there, and he just, you know, he's overlooked. And I feel like I also have a unique perspective on this because I've met the president before. I met President George Bush, and the amount of security in the inner cordon and the outer cordon and then beyond that is unreal. And for an avenue like this to go ignored and just, you know, nothing happens, there are some serious miscalculations / failures in this. And I realize that I just said, my position's not very clear. Honestly, I think this is a setup by Donald Trump and his people.
Okay.
And I know that sounds crazy.
Well,
and I think he's looking to deflect the Project 2025 and all of this other stuff. Like, why would a Republican kid who, you know, wants to be a Donald Trump, wants to be Republican, why would he go and do that?
Well, I don't know, just from what I've seen, this was a disturbed individual, a young disturbed individual. I had thought on my way home yesterday when I was driving, you know, because we've seen rock stars be gunned down by, and they're always called a deranged fan, you know, Mark David Chapman shot John Lennon, a deranged fan. We had a deranged fan that shot Dimebag Darrell, the great guitar player from Pantera, to death on the stage at a show. And these were deranged fans. I mean, was this guy a deranged fan? I mean, it doesn't matter ultimately. It was, but you know, at the same, I mean, we've heard the conspiracies too that, oh, you know, that the Secret Service let this happen. I don't know. I mean, the Trump campaign's gonna hire a 20-year-old who's a good enough shot to just graze the former president's ear rather than, you know, do something really, you know, do more damage. I would not put much stock in any of these conspiracy theories.
My honest to gosh, two theories are either this kid, you know, finally realized that, oh my gosh, Donald Trump and Epstein have really been doing all these horrible, horrible things, and that's what turned him against him, or the latter here, and that is about 4 or 5 months ago, Alex Jones was talking about, oh my gosh, if somebody were to assassinate the president or try to assassinate, it'd be World War III, and all the Democrats would be dead. And I honestly believe that's what it is.
Okay.
I think this kid listened to Alex Jones and said, well, if somebody tries to attempt an assassination on Trump, then the entire left would just be steamrolled and, you know, in a day, and that'd be it.
Well,
so those are my two crazy crackpot theories. I realize how I sound. I know.
All right.
But something doesn't pass the sniff test here.
All right. Thanks, Keith. That's what we're all about, is getting people's thoughts on all this stuff. But on a bit of a different subject, let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Joe.
And maybe you have thoughts on that, too. But
Well, I do. It is a crackpot theory to think that anybody in the Trump campaign would set something like that up where you're inches away from death.
At the same time, think that the The Secret Service would allow this to happen, knowing that their own people are there in the line of fire, and, you know,
well,
come on.
I think there was some fault with the Secret Service.
Well, there's fault. Yeah, I mean,
to have some more security, obviously.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I think Keith made a good point of that. I mean, here's a building that seemed to be right there, and could it be more of an opportunity? And you think that would
kind
be
kind of a really bad oops. Oh, we didn't check that building. Oops. Like, really? Oops.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, the property taxes, I was having a hard time following. It's $1.46 per thousand. This was approved
in 2006.
What, 12? 2006. So why would it be less today per thousand?
Well, what
makes
it
no sense.
It does, because that thousand, because those, the properties that was levied against have increased exponentially in value.
Our taxes have gone up, Joe. Have they not gone up? Have your taxes stayed the same since 2006?
How the formula is ratcheted down as the property values go up. That $1.46 doesn't stay with those property values.
Joe, our taxes have consistently gone up the last dozen years. You know it, I know it, everyone knows it. So they're smoke and mirrors. The state's taking more money. They're charging the $1.46 and only giving the districts half of it due to this and that. There's a lot with our property taxes that is so overly complicated, and it shouldn't be. You get that list that has all these items, and it breaks it all down to dollars and cents, and yet our taxes go up and up and up, and all these outfits like the police and the firemen say they get less and less and less. It just don't make sense. So either it's not per $1,000 assessed value, or it's figured out it will equal a certain amount of dollars per thousand to assessed value, but it's not really based on the evaluation. It's loosely based on it. It just don't make sense. And it's sad because, I mean, you know, too, we pay a high rate of property tax. We pay a high amount.
But see, if you levy, say, $1.46 on a house that's valued at $200,000, then you're paying that. But then that the property value goes up to $300,000 and $400,000. Then they shrink that actual percentage down.
Then how come
because
our taxes
you have
up,
more
you know, that's,
thousands?
That's not true.
Well, because you
that's
have more
true,
thousands.
Because we pay more.
But
yes,
you
but
have
we pay more taxes.
But right. But
it does not stay the same.
Okay,
it goes up every
okay,
year.
Well,
right?
You can. They have. Okay, Rich. They have information sessions where they can answer your questions specifically. And Blaine and the Blaine Senior Center tomorrow night, 5:30. I don't want to go back and forth
not,
with.
And Joe,
okay, Rich. You just want to argue with me over this, but
no,
I okay.
Two simple questions that we should be able to agree on: Do your taxes go up every year? Is that true or not?
Generally speaking, I pay more taxes than I have. Yeah, over in years past.
So does everybody.
Sure.
So the idea that it goes down, I don't buy it. It doesn't go down.
All right.
But anyway, and also one other thing, they have a lot of vacant property. So the fire districts have many halfway abandoned fire stations in the city of Custer,
Rich,
on Haney Road, on Wise.
Give them
Road,
a call and submit your report. It's once again, it's a simple fix to a complex problem. You've
no,
got
it's
it.
Not. It's a solution. No,
well,
wait, Joe, we're just talking here, right?
Well,
I'm not
Rich.
No fix or solution. It's just an idea.
Okay,
I'm observing things that I witnessed in my life here the last 30 years.
Okay,
and there's a lot of fire stations that are not utilized. Why not sell the property and use that for a new place that they will use? I mean, these are simple things, Joe.
All right.
Just it's real simple. There, you drive around. I could point out two of them within a half hour or three or four.
When a fire district hasn't asked for a tax increase for a revenue increase for almost 20 years, you don't think that the time has come?
That's not the point.
Okay.
That's not the point, Joe.
Okay,
we have
Rich.
Been paying
okay.
Consistently
We're not. Okay.
More.
All right. I understand we're paying more in taxes, and you don't like to pay taxes for anything, but sometimes we need to pay taxes for stuff like ambulance service and fire service and stuff like that to protect what we have invested in. And that's my thought anyway. Quick break, back with more.
When you buy tires at Les Schwab, you're getting more than just tires. You're getting America's best tire warranty, 60-day satisfaction guarantee, no-hassle road hazard protection, and free maintenance for the life of your tires. Other places make you pay extra for that. But at Les Schwab, it's included with every set of tires, because more warranty means less worry, and nobody stands by their tires like Les Schwab. Get more from less. Book your appointment at lesschwab.com. Terms and conditions apply. See lesschwab.com for details.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by July 31st, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
And we'll get right back to the phones in just a moment, but just from on the levy rate, levy lid lift issue, and this directly from the North Watkin Fire and Rescue website, they say, why did the levy rate drop? This is in relation to our previous caller, Rich. Each year, we are allowed to collect a set amount of revenue. State law limits us to that amount plus 1% more per year. Even if property values double, we can only collect 1% more of the previous year's revenue. This means that the levy rate falls as property values rise to limit our budget to the same amount of revenue per year plus that 1% increase. This is called levy compression and impacts our ability to provide emergency services. So what was passed in 2006, okay, this is a specific amount of a tax that you can take. And then as the property value increases, it doesn't just add on. So your property value doubles, that doesn't mean you're paying double the tax that was okayed in 2006. But and once again, I'm not an accountant or an assessor. And if you really want more information and you live in this district, especially, you can attend one of these information sessions that are happening. First one's tomorrow night at the Blaine Senior Center, I think, 5:30. But let's go back to the phones. And Sharon in Laurel has some thoughts on this. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you this afternoon?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
I'm sorry you got yelled at by that guy. He wanted to argue.
Well, he does. And we talk a lot, Rich and I, so we go back and forth a bit.
I just want to say I have had to use the fire system a couple of times. They were always very efficient, but we need to support them to keep them up to date. And they have more calls than they've ever had before. So I hope everybody takes into account that when you call the fire department, you want them to show up. So they need to have the equipment and the people.
Yeah. And they, like you said, they haven't added any equipment for, you know, what, two decades or more.
Yeah.
And the population has increased quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And including in their district. So, all right, Sharon.
I wonder how many of these families are driving a car that's 20 years old.
Well, true. Good point, yeah.
Yeah, something to think about.
Thanks, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Let's go to Tom in Bellingham. Hi, Tom.
Happy Tuesday, Joe.
You too, yeah.
Hey, that was good tax info. You were just rattling off, but it was too fast for me. What was the source of that?
What I was reading about the levy rate drop? That was from the North Watkin Fire and Rescue website.
Okay. North Watkin. Gotcha.
Yeah, North Watkin Fire and Rescue and NWFRS.net. And they have, because they're asking for this levy lid, and it's right there on the top on the menu, and it explains why they're asking for this, what it would do, and all that, and what their needs are. So,
cool.
Uh-huh.
Kudos to Rich and Rod. Rich, County Council at large.
Okay.
And Motorcycles Joe, what were some of your first bikes?
My very first one was an old Honda 750. It was like the sport bike model. I don't remember what the exact model number or letter was. It was like a 750F or something like that. I forget.
Yeah, CB750F.
Uh-huh. I think so. Yeah.
That was your first bike?
Yeah, yeah. I learned my roommate had a Honda. It was a Honda 350, I think. That early 70s bike that had actually had the exhaust pipes that came up along the side. So it was a street bike, but then you could could sort of take it off road a little bit.
The high pipes, it would burn your legs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
you never had a mini bike or anything like that?
No, I never did. Uh-uh.
Wow.
I learned on my roommate's bike when we were in college.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? What was your first bike?
Aside from powered go-karts and mini bikes, the first actual motorcycle I ever bought was I bought a Honda XR75 motocross bike, all with my own money, $416 at Marshall Yamaha.
Nice.
I went in there with my paper out little money bag and was stacking dollar bills and piles of quarters on the counter. My dad had to come sign. I rode it home.
Uh-huh.
I probably rode it for 10 hours straight that first day.
Nice.
It's all mine, baby.
Awesome.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate your call. Let's go to, Michelle in Bellingham is on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. Did you have a good time off?
I did. Had a great time off, yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went to Colorado, and my son and I rented motorcycles, and we rode around the Colorado Rockies. It was really amazing. It was really fun.
Oh, wow. I love Colorado. Yeah, that's a great place to ride around in.
It
Holy
is.
Mackerel.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. I know you lived and worked there for a while, according to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all I can say is picture.
I've lost you, Michelle. Your phone signal broke up.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Now you're back, yeah.
Oh, okay. You picked one of the most picturesque and beautiful places in the whole world.
Yep, that's for sure. It is really pretty there. It's gorgeous here, but it's a different vibe, you know. It's a really high elevation.
It's a different gorgeous. Yes, uh-huh. I agree. I've been to Colorado dozens of times.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just want to say I've heard some of the most insane and dumb conspiracy theories of my entire life in the last few days, you know, because of the near disaster involving Trump. And it did involve a very brave retired firefighter who died throwing himself over his family. And it made me so angry when I heard this caller to another show earlier today say that the whole thing was staged. And I'm sure that one of the most prominent members of the Butler PA community did not stage his own death. And, you know, I mean, that's just such nonsense. It's unbelievable because where would he go? What would he do? And people would know, you know, people would find out.
Right.
Small towns have no secrets. Anyway,
right.
What I want to say is, and you know that, but what I want to say is that one thing I do know, though, is this despicable philosophy known as DEI, which is a total waste. You and I may not always agree on it, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the E, you know, should stand for equal opportunity. The other two are okay, depending, but equity is nothing more than forced mediocrity in the use of this, the way they're using in this sense. And it's also racist, you know, and I think that... Kim Cheadle, the female director of the FBI, has done just an absolutely, you could see, based on, you know, this crazy 20-year-old kid was like 150 yards on a roof across from, you know, where Trump was. And people saw him and tried to warn, you know, the officers. I guess some of them were Secret Service. I don't know every detail. But I do know that they tried to warn and did that for several minutes, and nothing happened. And then Cheadle comes out later and makes the most astoundingly dumb statement I've ever heard, saying that the roof was too difficult for the Secret Service to climb up on. Well, if a 20-year-old kid could climb up on that roof, then a Secret Service guy certainly could have. And that woman was put in there primarily, in my understanding, because Jill Biden recommended her to Joe. And, you know how I feel about Joe. So, I mean, I used to really like the guy, but I don't think he's capable anymore, and I certainly don't think Kim Cheadle is capable, and she should leave as soon as possible and get us a real Secret Service leader. And, you know, there's only one way to hire anybody for any job in America, whether it's dog catcher or president, and that's on merit or on the vote of the people.
Okay. But
there's no other way to hire. You do not hire people because they're female or they're black or brown or gay or any other distinction. I mean, it's DEI is just despicable.
But the argument can be made that
for much of this disaster.
But don't you think the argument can be made that for really up until maybe just the last few decades or more, and when there was more awareness, people were hired simply because they were male, and mostly because they were white males. White males have made lots of mistakes in all different areas of our society. So it's not like
absolutely
okay. All right. But I appreciate it, Michelle.
Thank you for your time, Joe, and I'm glad you had such a good time.
Well, thank you, and thanks for your call, Michelle. Always good. We'll take a quick break and be back with more. And Robert's standing by, and we'll hear from him, and you too. We'll have time to take your call here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Join in the fun and support the animals at the 15th Annual Whatcom Humane Society's Putts for Pets Charity Golf Event, presented by Animal Emergency Care. Make some memories and play for a great cause at the Bellingham Golf and Country Club on July 18th. The tournament is almost sold out, and just a few spaces remain, but there are still sponsorships available for your business to support the Whatcom Humane Society and the many animals they provide relief and care for every day. Did you know that the Whatcom Humane Society helps nearly 5,000 needy animals every year? The Whatcom Humane Society is supported by the generous donations of the local community. Visit WhatcomHumane.org today for information on business sponsorships and to register your team. Be a part of Putts for Pets, presented by Animal Emergency Care. Thank you to all of this year's generous sponsors, including Tim Anderson Law Firm, Essery Roofing and Siding, and North Fork Brewery. It's all about the animals. Thursday, July 18th, the Putts for Pets Charity Golf Event, benefiting the Whatcom Humane Society.
Some call it overplanning. At TSE Power Solutions in Ferndale, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move.
TSE Power Solutions. Get a free 10-year warranty with installation of a new air-cooled generator. Limited time offer and over $1,000 value. Click or call today. TSE Power Solutions.
This is Steve Jostens from Hinton Chevrolet in Linden. While all the other dealers want to tell you how good they are, we'd like you to come in and visit and experience what doing business with us is really like. No games, no gimmicks, non-commissioned salespeople, and a straightforward service and sales experience each and every time.
Hinton Chevrolet, doing business with a tradition of trust since 1947. Located on the Guide in Linden across from McDonald's or online at hintonmotors.com.
You need a job? Go to HireMeWad.com. HireMeWad.com is Cascade Radio Group's hyper-local job board. It's free and easy to use. Just go to HireMeWad.com for the latest job openings and offers. You can apply right there. HireMeWad.com is available 24 hours a day. Check back often. New jobs are posted frequently. Don't see what you want? Post your resume and let prospective employers find you. HireMeWad.com, the go-to job board for Northwest Washington. HireMeWA.com. Your new job awaits.
Breaking news, Bellingham. KGMI.com is now MyBellinghamNow.com. You don't have to change a thing if you already rely on KGMI.com to stay in touch with KGMI and your community. We're committed to keeping you informed with the latest unbiased news, and we're committed to keeping it completely free. No subscription, no commitment, no cost. MyBellinghamNow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Glad to have you with us. Let's go to Robert in Bellingham. Hi, Robert.
Hello. Yeah, I'm thinking that when the property values go up, then the cost of living goes up because people have to pay more to either have a first-time mortgage or the rent keeps going up. And then the wages have to go up, and then the price cost of running business and government agencies goes up. So the taxes, like property taxes, they have to go up too in line with the property values. But I think what's happening is because of the levy lids, the property taxes have been held back, so they're not able to grow. And maybe they don't have to grow as fast as the property values, but when they fall too far behind, but the costs of things go up because the cost of living is going up in this area, then the fire departments and all of that, it's like defunding the police. They can't get the enough money to keep up with the needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the cost for everything that they do and all their supplies and everything goes up, just like it does for us regular consumers. I mean, unfortunately, but yeah.
Yeah, the labor costs go up because, like teachers in the school district, they can't afford to live in their district when the property values go too high and the rents go up or they can't buy a home. So then they want more money. Then it costs more to run the school. So then the taxes have to go up. So I can understand that. Now, my mom said something interesting. She was fairly good community person and fairly liberal, and she basically said she was happy when the school levy passed because she was a big supporter of the schools. And I remember after they paid off their mortgage, somebody was complaining about the taxes going up, and she said, "I'm not too worried about the taxes, but what if I had to pay the mortgage and the taxes?" Because the problem is, if you're a first-time home buyer or renter, the big problem is the mortgage, paying your mortgage or paying the rent. But that's the cost that goes to the property value that keeps going up for buying property, for the landlord buying the property or whatever. But if you're just worrying about the taxes, I can see some people buy a house years ago and they bought it for $50,000 and now it's up well over $500,000 or something like that. And they're sitting on a lot of money. And in some cases, maybe they should downsize when the kids are gone and then they can move into an apartment or something. But don't have to mow the lawn anymore. They complain.
All right. Okay, Robert. Well, thanks a lot. I got some other callers I want to give a chance to. Let's go to John down at Big Lake. Hi, John.
Hi there. How are you? Oh, I'm just concerned about this foolish DEI crap.
Okay. All right.
And everybody thinks it's a new thing that all of a sudden DEI is making it possible to hire people of diversity.
Okay.
No. In 1969, I was 20 years old when I moved from Burlington to New York City.
Uh-huh.
And I serviced data communications equipment that was state-of-the-art. And there were times when I was flummoxed. I was buried. But the computer operators were brilliant. And they could dig me out of a hole. They would read hexadecimal code like you would read Tom Sawyer.
Uh-huh.
And one afternoon, one of the operators came over. And we were just talking. I was having coffee. And he said, "Oh, man, I really missed the boat. I had to work. I have to work today. And I was going to the American Grand Prix in Finger Lakes. And my friend that was taking me had to leave." And I said, "Well, it's a Friday. I don't have to go anywhere tomorrow. But I'm getting out of the city. I'm from a small town, and every opportunity I have, I get out of this place. I'll pick you up in the morning. I have no destination, so yours is great." Now, the guy was black, he was gay, but he was brilliant.
Okay.
And we drove from New York City up to Finger Lakes in upstate New York, had a marvelous conversation, and it didn't even occur. I knew he was gay, but that didn't make a damn bit of difference.
Uh-huh.
But we had a brilliant conversation all the way up. The guy knew more stuff about more stuff than you can imagine. And all this idea that DEI is making opportunity for people who identify one way or the other is garbage. Hire people of competence.
All right.
As that guy was. I can't remember his name, but that guy was competent. He wasn't hired because he was black or he was gay. He was competent.
All right.
And that's where we should go with this.
I'm with you on that, John. Thanks. Appreciate your call. Let's go to, Rick in Bellingham has some thoughts on DEI. Hi, Rick.
Yeah, I just want to know, why is it that Michelle and John assume that someone hired under DEI must be incompetent? Couldn't it be that they are competent and that they just want to have the opportunity to show that they're incompetent? Why are they incompetent?
I think that's the goal, is not to hire incompetent people just because of their race or what have you. But
yeah, I know that. But to give
people who are competent and maybe are of that community, that give them an opportunity. I guess that's the answer.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't understand why Michelle and John think otherwise. Right. Why do they assume that they're going to be incompetent? I just don't understand that.
All right,
Rick. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thanks. Let's go to Jimmy over on San Juan Island. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for coming back. Everybody did fine.
Oh, good. Good. I knew you would.
I went on a 1,000-mile round trip with my brother in Michigan 30 years ago, and he had a BMW police interceptor waiting for me, and that's what I rode the whole time.
The bike that I had was, and I think it was white, and I think people thought that I was a cop coming up there because they were very courteous to me.
Right? I used to ride for a while with the cop helmet. That always threw him.
There you go. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, so I think Michelle's right on with the DEI. You know, of course, you know, the people aren't necessarily incompetent. Of course not. But the odds are, you know, if you hire people based on something other than skill, or whatever the needs are, you're going to have people who aren't the best at one point or another. It's not an all or nothing thing. So, I mean, when I saw what I was seeing on the video, I was seeing two women around the president, and one of them looked noticeably hefty, might I say, and they were both much shorter than Trump. And what's that about? One of them had a real long ponytail, and she was moving her head a lot, and the ponytail was flying around. And, I mean, gosh. The military demands a short haircut, and you be fit. You know, whoever's protecting a president or somebody important, you know, should have a short haircut and should be fit. So I think maybe DEI came into it somewhere. It seems obvious to me.
All right. It's just like, you know, it's a fashion police. I don't know. It's just getting kind of strict here.
Well, okay.
But, and I'm not trying to make light of what was a very serious situation and one that we wish had not happened. But, okay. All right, Jimmy.
Hey, and every vehicle I own is at least 25 to 40 years old, by the way.
Well, I do have a truck that's over 25 years old. My other cars aren't quite that rickety. But I tend to keep them a long time, which...
Exactly.
You know, keep them running. Yeah.
I'm glad you got to ride and feel the power and have the wind in your face. And
It was pretty incredible, yeah. Thanks, Jimmy.
God bless America.
All right. And thanks for calling. Yeah, it's... I was joking with my son because he was riding a different style of BMW bike, and I was telling him, maybe I should put the lights on and then have those running well, and it looked like I'm chasing him all over the mountains, and then we wouldn't be bothered, but we'd go as fast as we want. But nah, just motorcycle humor, I guess. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday. Back tomorrow with more KGMI Connects and more of you.